Chapter 3 00011 1 December 12th, 1999. There are certain events that have a profound effect on some people's lives, when things may never be the same again. Marriages, births, divorces, deaths, even new jobs and layoffs become pivot events for many. Susan Garnett considered the untimely deaths of her husband and daughter such a transforming event, when life changed for the worse in a fraction of a second, altering her outlook forever. She began to measure everything according to this new perspective, finding that her world had indeed changed much since awakening from that long coma. The sun shone a little less brightly. The skies didn't seem quite as blue. Colors appeared bleached, food tasted blander, sounds seemed muffled, friends were distant. Even her own parents didn't seem real anymore. In this surreal world where nothing remained the same, where she could no longer cope with everyday events, when the fear of breaking down governed most aspects of her life, Susan Garnett had actually survived thanks to an even stronger force burning deep inside her. Retribution. The word had echoed in her mind over and over, again and again, bouncing off the outer walls of her consciousness, keeping her focused, keeping her alive, helping her ignore this alien-like world in which she now lived, where nothing, not even the most fundamental of feelings, had survived unscathed. She no longer loved, no longer felt, no longer cared. She had simply kept on to honor her family, to put the one person responsible for their deaths behind bars, to give him a taste of the personal loss that had stripped her of everything she considered vital in life. And now that she had achieved this personal vendetta, anger, the last human emotion still burning in her heart, had flamed out, leaving her core empty, dark, alone, with nothing left to live for. And so Susan Garnett found herself in her apartment, sitting up in bed, the phone off the hook to keep Reed and the rest of the FBI from bothering her. She contemplated her life, her options, the shiny Walther PPK on the nightstand, the magazine in her right hand, a single bullet in her left. She had left the FBI building at 3 in the afternoon when she could no longer keep her eyes open. She had not felt guilty for leaving Troy Reed in their current situation.